Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But we also know you three kings came down here to win championships. Not one, championships.
Not two.
LeBron, tell us about that.
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven. Hey. And when I say that, I really believe it.
LeBron James, the summer of 2010, when along with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, they put together that super team in Miami, and that famous line from that incredibly pretentious press conference, that just ill-fated attempt at generating attention for the Miami Heat. Championships were very important to LeBron. Back then, they were a measuring stick for sure. They apparently are not anymore. So, LeBron James was on a podcast that he does with Steve Nash. It's called Mind the Game, and I guess earlier this week they started talking about championships and how players in sports are kind of measured at times based on how many championships they've won. Here's what...
They can't be talked about or discussed with these guys because this guy won one ring or won two rings or won, like... It's just weird to me. It's like saying Peyton Manning can't be in the same room with Brady or Mahomes because he only has one ring. They don't never discuss that in a sport.
Right.
Or telling me that Dan Marino is not the greatest slinger of all time. Or he can't be in a room with those guys because he didn't win a championship. Mm-hmm. They don't discuss those things, you know. I don't know. Did Barry Bonds win a World Series? I don't think so. Barry Bonds never won a World Series. So. And you can't sit here and tell me that he's not the greatest baseball player to ever touch a bat. I mean, Jerry West, I think, went to like 9 straight NBA Finals.
Right. And, the logo.
And was only able to win one. Right. And he's the logo of our league.
Yeah.
So you can't sit here and tell me that, okay, well, because he only won one, the guy can't be in the same room with the guy who won 2 or 3 or 4. Like, why not? This guy, he's our logo.
Yeah. Yes, so, look, I actually agree with LeBron to a certain degree, and I'm going to get into sort of my thoughts on tying, you know, a player's legacy to championships, because I think every sport is different, football in particular, much different than the other sports. I think, you know, hearing LeBron talk about that in terms of, you know, it's the end-all, be-all. It is in his sport, and again, I'll get to that in a moment. And he started to talk about various quarterbacks and talked about Barry Bonds and other players. And in his league, Allen Iverson and Barkley and Steve Nash, who was sitting next to him. You know, they're the reason in part, and it's not the only reason, because this was the mindset even before LeBron got into the league and made it to the finals for the first time in 2007. LeBron, by the way, just so everybody understands, he's been to 10 NBA finals. He's only won 4 of them. I say only because he's lost 6. Magic, I think, was 5 out of 9. You know, Duncan was 5 out of 6. But he's been to 10 NBA finals. You know, LeBron's legacy tied to championships is very safe, even though he's got a losing record in the NBA finals. He's won 4 rings. He's won 4 rings. But a lot of the conversation, certainly over the last 15 years, stems from things that LeBron has said previously. Doesn't mean you can't evolve and you can't end up having a different view as an older person. But, you know, the not 5, 6, 7, 8. And, you know, this was LeBron's beginning of putting together the super team to go win what? Championships. Because it was the most important thing to him and to anybody in his sport. So the reason that it's the end-all, be-all in the discussion specifically of NBA players is in part because of LeBron James. I mean, he made that bed. He helped make that bed. Now, I want to turn it into a conversation where I actually want you guys to participate, and we'll open up phone lines at 301-230-0980. It's a simple question, but there's so many ways to go with it. And the question is simple. Do you judge a player's all-time level of greatness and legacy on championships? Yes or no? Why or why not? I think every sport is different. And I think, by the way, you have to start these conversations with, you have to clear the hurdle of being a great player. Like, you know, sorry, but Steve Kerr won 3 NBA titles. John Paxson won 3 NBA. I mean, you've had a lot of players win a lot of NBA titles, a lot of Super Bowls. But we're really talking about a conversation about great players and then the separation of great players. You know, based on championships, is that fair or isn't it fair? When people bring in players who were role players but won multiple titles with guys like Magic or LeBron or Bird or Magic or Russell, I mean, we can't have the conversation about those players. You have to clear the hurdle of being a great player. Like Barkley's in the conversation, Patrick Ewing's in the conversation, Karl Malone, John Stockton, you know, Allen Iverson, Steve Nash are in the conversation. You know, Steve Kerr isn't. John Paxson isn't. Craig Armstrong isn't. So you clear that hurdle, and we're talking about great players. So I think this is such an interesting conversation, and we've had it a lot as sports fans. I do think in basketball, it is fair to tie all-time greatness and all-time legacy to championships. And the reason, simply put, is it is the sport unlike any other where one player has the largest impact on the outcome of a game. You only have 5 players out on the floor at any given time for one team, 10 total between the two teams. It's also a sport in which the postseason is determined based on best of sevens. And best of sevens, as we know, typically reveal the better teams, the better players, than a one-and-done environment does, where anything can happen in a one-and-done environment. One bad shooting night, one bad defensive night, one player who gets banged up, and all of a sudden, you're out and one-and-done. Not the case typically in best of seven. I think basketball players, and I've talked about this many times over the years, I think NBA players absolutely legacy tied to championships is fair. I do. Like, I think there is separation between Jerry West and Magic Johnson. Jerry West and Michael Jordan. Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, and Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan went head-to-head with Patrick Ewing and Charles Barkley. And in best of sevens, we're typically the best team, and in that sport, led by the best player because there are so few players in the game, he prevailed every single time. Now, I don't think anybody's going to argue Michael Jordan, over everybody else. But I think it is a separator in basketball. Again, because one player has more of an impact on the outcome of a game than you do in any other sport. You just do. It's more of an impact on the outcome of a game than a quarterback. And I'll get to that in a moment. It is. And you play postseasons in an environment in which you get seven chances to win four. It's not one and done. There's no flukes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I think it's fair to tie legacy to championships for NBA players. I do. It doesn't mean that I don't think that Charles Barkley wasn't an all-time great. It just means that Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan and LeBron James, he won four of them, are at a different level than Charles Barkley. They're at a different level than Patrick Ewing, John Stockton, Karl Malone. We know the list of great, great players who didn't win. You know, I think when you get into this conversation and we go back to an era that I'm not familiar with, okay, but some of you are, you know, the Russell era versus the Wilt, you know, the Russell Wilt situation. And you know, based on the logic that based on my opinion, I would obviously take Russell over Wilt. I think that's the one in which I would have a difficult time. I didn't watch both players, okay, but I've certainly read about both players. And Wilt Chamberlain just has some of the, well, he does. There's no player in the history of team sports that has more outlier, crazy statistical career numbers like Wilt does. But there was something different between Wilt and Russell. Wasn't like Wilt's teams weren't great. Now, that's the way I feel about NBA players. I think that it absolutely is something that gets discussed and is in many ways an end-all be-all to the conversation of legacy. Again, doesn't mean that I think, you know, great players, historically great players, weren't great players. I just think that there is separation because of the titles that other players have. Now, in football, totally different from my standpoint. I don't think that it is fair to tie greatness, legacy, all-time rankings to Super Bowl titles for a position like quarterback. Yes, quarterback has more of an impact on a football game than any other player. But the quarterback is only out there half the time. It is such a dependent position. They're only out there half the time. They don't play defense. LeBron plays defense. Michael Jordan had to play defense. Tim Duncan had to play defense. Tom Brady didn't have to play defense. Or Dan Marino didn't have to play defense. Dan Marino's the number one all-time NFL quarterback that, in my opinion, that didn't win a Super Bowl, only went to one in terms of quarterbacks. But it is so dependent. You're only out there half the time. And in the NFL, the postseason is a one and done. And we know as sports fans, the one and done environment creates a situation in which in many years, the best team doesn't win the Super Bowl. The best team doesn't win the NCAA tournament. You know, and in baseball, you have so many moving pieces. Yeah, you are an offensive player, but you're one of nine, and you only get a certain number of opportunities in a game. You are out there, in many cases, unless you're a DH, as a defensive player. I think baseball is one of those sports where it's incredibly dependent. You know, pitching is often the most important determinant factor in a best of five or a best of seven when you get to the postseason. And if we're talking about some of the greatest players in the history of the game that didn't win a World Series, incredibly dependent. I don't think it's fair in baseball to tie it to legacy, all-time greatness. I don't think it's fair in football. You know, we talk about Brady 7. Look, I do think Brady's the all-time greatest quarterback. And I think his numbers are so outlying, you know, in terms of 7 and winning, you know, another one with another team at the age that he won it at. But I also think his great play factors into it. But one of the reasons he got to that point where he went to 10 and won 7 is because of his greatness. You know, I think Aaron Rodgers and Dan Marino are two of the greatest throwers of the football that I've ever seen, period, in my lifetime of watching football. Aaron Rodgers in his prime, Dan Marino in his prime, hard to find. I think Elway's in that conversation. Hard to find guys that threw it better, period. Dependent, man. Utterly dependent. Miami never had a running game with Marino. At times, they didn't have a great defense in some of, on some of Marino's teams. I didn't, Peyton Manning for many years until he finally won that Super Bowl where they beat the Bears in South Florida in the rain. And then he got another one at the end of his career where he was far from the Peyton Manning we knew. Peyton Manning is certainly one of the all-time greatest quarterbacks. I've said before that I have thought for a long period of time, and I still feel this way, I think he's a bit overrated in the context of some of the other great quarterbacks. I don't know that Manning would be on my Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks. I think I can find four or five or six that I'd have ahead of him. And part of it for a while was playoff record, but it is still very dependent upon the rest of his team. But remember, Peyton Manning in some of those playoffs where they got beat at home as a one seed did not play well. He didn't play well. You know, Lamar Jackson has not played well in the postseason. But I think for me, it's sport dependent. I think in the NBA, I can justify separating those that won it all from those that didn't. And again, we're talking about great players. Okay, we're not talking about role players. In the NFL, specific to the quarterback position, it's hard for me to say that Dan Marino isn't one of the greatest quarterbacks. I watched him. I know what I was watching when I watched him. I think Aaron Rodgers at his best is one of the greatest that's ever lived. He's only won one. He did get one, but he's never been back to one. And I can't separate them that much from, you know, others like Montana that might be in that greatest of all time conversation, or Manning, who does have two Super Bowls, or Elway, who does have two Super Bowls, even though he failed miserably in his first three attempts. But that was dependent. They did not have, you know, a great defense during some of those years. Not to mention, they ended up against great teams in the Super Bowl. I mean, I look back at Elway's early career where they went 2-3 against, you know, Washington, the Giants, Washington, and San Francisco, and got run in all three of those Super Bowls. And it was amazing that they even got there. Like, it was such an overachieving for that team, those Dan Reeves teams. And it was all because of Elway. They wouldn't have sniffed the postseason without him. So 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll take calls on this. LeBron all of a sudden wants to downplay tying championships to, you know, all-time rankings or legacy discussion, even though a big part of why we have those conversations in the NBA is because of LeBron. Although it's not just because of LeBron. We were having those conversations long before LeBron even got to the league. But, you know, simple question. Do you tie all-time rankings, all-time legacy to championships? And you heard my explanation. I think it's sport specific. I think in the NBA, yes, it's fair to do so. I think in the NFL, it is not fair to do so. In hockey, I'll let others weigh in on it. I would say it's not fair to do it with all of the players that are on the ice and it being sort of a random sport. And yet, the greatest of all time, the Gretzkys, the Lemieux, the Crosbys, have won a lot of titles. And I'm sure that there are plenty of hockey players that didn't win that are considered all-time great, too. Baseball, I don't think that greatness should be tied to championships. Just too much going on, you know, and pitching is so crucial. And if you're talking about a pitcher, they're only out there one out of every five games. 301-230-0980. We'll take your calls on this next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.